What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is nappyafro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 276 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shoebox Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Martin Shoot the Kang, and the a.k.a. that predates my actual name, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today. A.K.A. the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner. A.K.A. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. A.K.A. LeBron Flames. A.K.A. the king of the lames. A.K.A. Coach Germ. A.K.A. the married Mike Vick with a dog. Without the dog fighting, man, I'm in the building, man. All
right, damn. Hey, man, you want to get in the Coach Germ update?
Man, how much time we got, Saul Ray?
Hey, we ain't got much, so you got to get the abbreviated version.
Last night, we had the big game of the season, was playing, you know what I'm saying, the fucking powerhouse team, and you know what I'm saying, we came in, you know, feeling ourselves, they came in feeling themselves, I guess. So, you know, we come out first drive, they had the ball first, they scoring like three plays, so I was just like, oh shit, here we go again. But I said, you know what, I got a team this year, so I went, huddled my boys up, I said, hey fellas, y'all know what? That's the one score we give up every game. You know what I'm saying? They got theirs. Now we shutting them out the rest of the way. My offense go on the field. We score seven. I mean, we had a nice ball control drive. Took a lot of time off the clock. Scored seven. We went up 7-6. Then we went up 13-6. Then we went up 20-6. And then the bullshit started happening. Mm. It's all right. The motherfucking field supervisor come to me and is like, you playing 24 and 25 both ways. I was like, yeah, and I said that on the paper. He said, well, you can't do that. I said, why I can't? Because you have more than 22 players, and you can't play anybody both ways. I said, so when we did it last week on this same field with you as the field supervisor, why ain't you say nothing? I said, or the week before that on this same field with you as the supervisor, we haven't changed anything up. You know what I'm saying? So why are you saying something now? Well, you can't play in both ways. Okay, cool. All right, bet. So now you're making me change my strategy. You know what I'm saying? All right, bet. Next thing you know, refs throwing all kind of flag. We my running back running the ball, he gets face masks. It's the man told me it was an inadvertent face mask. There's no such thing as an inadvertent face mask. Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, same situation, my boy running the ball again, he gets face masks. Oh, that's a 5-yard face mask. I said, what the fuck is going on? There's no such thing as a 5-yard face mask. It's either face mask or it ain't. It's either 15 yards or it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? So then they get a face mask. Oh, that's a 15-yarder. But this is the whole bullshit. They had two touchdowns they scored. The only two touchdowns they scored in the second half, where they scored, yeah, they scored two touchdowns, maybe three. I don't know. But on one of them, it was a fucking blatant hole. Like, the dude ran right by one of my guys. One of their guys tackled my guy to the ground. And then ref didn't call shit. So they scored on that fucking play. And I was just like, come on, ref, man. You seen the fucking hole. He tackled my guy. Then on the next play they scored on, this was the most bullshit. It was 20-27. We was up. They had the ball. It was third or fourth down. They just threw up a fucking heave, right? Just threw it up. Right. We got the interception. My dude ran the motherfucking shit off. You know, he ran it back probably about 40 yards. They threw a flag on that play. Said our linebacker blitzed in.
What?
So they get him the ball back on the 5-yard line. They tied up 27-27. So we get the ball back with 2 minutes to go now. Now, so we drive down the field. We driving all the way down the field. First of all, he's going to try to tell me I ain't had no timeouts left. I said, no, I got one timeout. I said, I've only called two timeouts in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? I had no reason to call a timeout in the third quarter because we were just running the ball down their fucking throats. You know what I'm saying? Like, so why I'm telling you, then he gonna check. Oh yeah, you're right. You only got. I said I knew I got one. I said don't come up here telling me that. So then, 2 minutes ago, we driving. It's like 35 seconds on the clock. We run a play. We mm-hmm. throw a pass to the wide receiver in the slot. He didn't catch it. So then, you know, they said it was 26 seconds on the clock. Man, Ref calls me to the middle of the field. We line it up to run our next play because we was like, yo, we just going to go ahead and throw a motherfucking pass to the end zone, try to get this damn play off. He calls me to the middle of the field, said we determined that was a backwards pass. And since you covered it up, you ain't had no timeouts. The clock should have been running. So the 26 seconds is up. Game is over.
Wow.
Tie game. I said, excuse me? I said, this is some fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I walked the fuck off. Not to mention the white ref, the white cap, he wouldn't address me none of the game. He'll talk to my assistant coach, who happens to be white. Like, so this is a white cap, white guy talking. And then my coach came to me. He was like, why does he keep talking to me? Like, he was just like, you thinking what I'm thinking? I said, what you thinking? He was like, I think this guy might have a problem. I said, a problem with what? He was like, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, he said, I don't like calling it out. But, hey, he said, this right here, man. He was like, something ain't right about this guy. So he went and talked to the park supervisor after the game. He was like, yo, he told the ref, like, he told the supervisor person, like, to charge the whole thing. Like, you need to get rid of this ref. He got a problem. Because he said, you know, because I'm the head coach. You address me. You don't address my assistants. You know what I'm saying? And so these refs, man, it was horrible. The most horrible officiating I've seen in my life. And we came out with a tie. We were heartbroken last night. The other team celebrating. Nigga, it was a tie. Why are y'all celebrating?
Because they're supposed to lose, nigga.
Yeah, y'all supposed to lose and y'all know it. Because even on the way out, man, I talked to a couple parents from the other team. I mean, because last night we had the only game going because, you know, it was the last game. And so everybody was at our field. Man, it was a fucking electric fucking atmosphere out there last night. And it was, I mean, them kids, them Gladiators fought their heart out last night, man. They put the city on notice, man. Like, everybody know we got raw last night. Everybody know we got raw last night. And I mean, it's just, you know, and then it was like, well, at least y'all get to play them again on Monday. Nah, nigga. Yeah, we play them again on Monday, but them niggas, man, they knew they shouldn't need, man. Nah, bro. We got a blemish on our record because of the referees. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
We supposed to be six up, six down. Because that team, they showed me everything. That coach pulled every play he had out last night to hang with us. Me, on the other hand, I kept it simple because I knew I had to play you again on Monday. So I'm not going to give you nothing to game plan for. So I'm just going to call my simple look. You couldn't stop my run plays. So I'm not going to do nothing else. If you can't stop my run, that's the thing. We ain't never see a fourth down in that game. Maybe one. And then we did a freeze play and we got the first down. You know what I'm saying? I think we had one fourth down that whole game. So y'all couldn't stop us, man. Couldn't stop us. So
That's right, man. I think they did. I mean, as far as the pros go, they did away with the different face mask rule like a season or two ago, right?
Well, longer than that. Longer than that.
Because I remember, it did used to be a face mask minor and major sort of thing. Five or 15. But they stopped doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard to just, you know, you took the power out of, do I distinguish? Did his head turn? Is that a 15? Is that a 5? Because, you know, they took that out of it. So it's 15 for everything now. Even if it's you barely grab him or you sling him to the ground by the helmet, it's 15.
Pass interference. Same thing with pass interference. It's 15. You know, spot of the ball. Spot of the foul. That's the first down. That's what it is. It ain't no fucking unintentional, none of that shit. But so what, y'all? What's y'all record now?
4-0-1, man.
And what's the other team's record now?
3-0-2.
Ah, so that they already still ain't. They ain't got nothing to win. They still behind. But that's whack. Why the fuck they got two?
They got two ties.
How the fuck, man? Is the ref one of the team manager's cousins or some shit?
I don't know, hey, bro. It seemed like some bullshit last night, bro.
How the fuck you ended with two ties in the same season?
Man.
That's some bullshit. But we get into the show, man. We got some topics here that Germ expertly picked out. I'm going to start with this one because I had a conversation with somebody about this. Majority of white Americans said that they believe that whites face discrimination. This is as reported by NPR.
Reputable site.
So this is an actual story. If you apply for a job, they seem to give the blacks the first crack at it, said 68-year-old Tim Hirschman of Akron, Ohio. And basically, you know, if you want any help from the government, if you're white, you don't get it. If you're black, you get it. Now, I saw something viral going around. This may have been a month ago where somebody actually wrote of their experience where white people believe that black people get handouts. Like, and when I say handouts, I mean, like, you're black. Can't you go to college for free? You're black. Don't you get free housing? You're black. Don't you get better? Like, they actually believe this shit. If you apply for a job, they seem to give blacks the first. Where? I've never heard of a white dude getting his application thrown in the trash because of his name.
Whoa.
Ever. Ever. Like even when you, because we've seen Black Twitter get an HR person fired for saying that they wasn't hiring Kamals and Kareems and shit like that. They would just throw them in the trash. So what the fuck are they talking about? I'm so confused. So the reason I said that I had a conversation with somebody about this, I had a dude fired up again at the gym. All this shit happens at the gym. This is the only place I go, people. This motherfucker was talking about there was a Black Lives Matter rally here in Austin, and one of the organizers of the rally said that they didn't want any white people to attend. They wanted to be black folks. So this motherfucker was fired up. I don't understand that. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And he was looking at me like waiting on me to say, I agree with you, right? I'm just listening. First of all, I'm here to work out, nigga. So I got my headphones on. You came up with the bullshit and I'm working out. So I'm like, all right, I'm just listening. He's like, I mean, do you agree with that? Would you do something like that? I said, if I personally started a rally, I wouldn't do it that way, but I understand why they're doing it the way. What do you mean you understand? So, like, first of all, watch your tone and your delivery. but I'm like, a lot of times the movement gets infiltrated by motherfuckers that ain't us because they trying to listen and learn what the fuck we doing. So if you want to be on the same page, you might want to exclude some people that's not you. That makes sense to me. I get it. I'm also one of the people that personally don't think that segregation is all bad, depending on how you do that shit. That might be able to save for another show or something like that. So that's the conversation we're having. Well, I don't understand. I mean, you don't get anywhere by oppressing a different group of people. And now I had to stop my workout. Excuse me? I mean, how are you supposed to? I mean, you're just oppressing us now. I said, nigga, that's not oppression. And I said it just like that. Nigga, that's not oppression. Oppression doesn't mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's not how this shit works. That's not oppression. The fuck? Like, if you apply for a job, they give the job. What the fuck is going on? White people really, apparently, these white people in Akron, Ohio, believe that they face white discrimination. Do you believe that shit? Have you encountered any shit like that?
I mean, I've heard them say, like, little crazy stuff. Like, you know, it's funny to me when they say it. Because it's like, y'all, if I've seen it at jobs where the white people, when there's too many black people in charge, the white people get nervous. Like, you know, having when Barack Obama was president, they thought he was going to come in and change so much shit to favor not them.
Right.
So they just, every little thing, they're like, oh, that's not right. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's ridiculous. Ridiculously.
It's such a ridiculous headline to even see. This is so crazy. Smaller percentage of white Americans said that they have been personally discriminated against because they are white when they apply for jobs, being paid equally or considered for promotions, or applying to or while at college. It doesn't even make sense. Like, this shit is just perception. Niggas, like, perception is stronger than reality. People believe it's this way, so they just think it's this way. And that's not what it is. Applying for jobs? Like, how are you getting passed or considered over for promotions? Like, just because if there's 17 bosses and they hire one black person, that doesn't mean white people are losing. Like, you gotta look at the optics of this shit. It's one black person. And chances are it's a black female. So it's a bunch of white men and a black female and maybe an Asian man. And the end. That's management. Man, this shit is crazy to me, bro. This shit is crazy.
He passed over his application because it was a younger black guy that got a job over him. We got passed in the interview process further than him, but they ended up getting to a white guy that was younger than him. So I'm like, dude, why are you in this story?
wait. Let me let me just make sure I heard that right. So it was a white dude going for a job.
Yeah.
He didn't get past the first interview. The black dude got a second interview, but they hired another white dude.
Yeah.
So they went ahead and Rooney ruled his ass on through.
Yeah, thank you. That's the bullshit white people don't understand. There, you have to have a black, if a, you know what I'm saying? Like, by default, it seems like you have to have, they got the Rooney rule in life, not just football, in life. You know what I'm saying? They got to have somebody black, you know, they at least got to interview a black person. No one, they're not going to give them the job. You know what I'm saying? They got to do it.
It gets to the point to where, and I don't know about you, but I've applied, matter of fact, the graphic design job I had in Maryland. I went and showed up for the job interview, and it seemed too easy that they would give me the job. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I showed up, and they were like, man, you're here early. You know, the last couple people we had didn't even show up on time. And I was like, what the fuck you mean? Like, I don't understand even that idea. But I'm like, okay, whatever. I got in there. We did the interview. We had a good-ass time. Like, they looked at my – it was a graphic design job, so they looked at my portfolio. But we was kicking it. And then when we got done, by the time I got home, I had an email. It was like, yo, you know, we'd like to have you back for another interview because the other manager's not here. But we're pretty sure – and if you want the job, I was like, how the fuck does that happen? And I'm like, it's probably what happened was somebody that thinks that white people face discrimination showed up late to the fucking job interview with a shitty ass portfolio and thinking they were going to get the job, and they fucked off the interview. I didn't get further than you. You fucked it off.
Or the black person that works there quit, and they need to fill that quota, fill that black black quota.
I would have thought so, but that office I had was probably the most diverse office I've ever been in.
Okay.
There was two other black dudes. There was a couple Asian people there. There was it was a lot. There was African women working. Like, it was a lot of different people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in Maryland. You know, Maryland is, you know, DC area. All that shit is very multicultural. But that just, to me, means there's a lot of people out here that's expecting shit that's fucking off their opportunities. And if you feel like you're facing white discrimination, just look at any police report. You're not. you're not. I just watched a dude shoot a cop and get taken into custody. Alive.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, like, this shit is crazy. 2017, y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. What's the next topic you got on here? Consensual sex while detained. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
how did you even find this? This is by The Intercept. Is this a real site, Germ?
It is a real site, sir.
All right. Police reportedly claim a Brooklyn teen consented to sex in custody. Come on, man. This ain't real.
Bruh, all right.
Somebody in police... So, what? I'm reading this shit live on the air.
Yes.
They brutally sexually assaulted and raped his 18-year-old female client. What? Hold on, bro. Have you looked at this? Because this is my first time looking at it.
Yes, I read the story.
Okay, can you summarize this for the people? Because this is my first time looking at it, and it's
okay. Basically, what is it? These plainclothes cops, they arrested the girl. You know what I'm saying?
This is in New York, right?
Huh?
This is New York.
New York, yes.
Okay.
They were claiming that they had sex with her while she was in custody. And then they said that it was consensual sex.
All right, so 18-year-old girl is arrested.
Yeah.
While she's in custody. I'm assuming this is in the fucking precinct.
Yeah.
Somehow conversation goes down that multiple officers fucked this 18-year-old girl. Is that the story that we're talking about here?
Yep. Let's see. They said the teen alleges that the police drove to a nearby Chipotle parking lot and then, while she remained handcuffed, forced her to perform oral sex on them. One officer, she said, then raped her before leaving her on a street corner near the 60th precinct. She went to the hospital that night and was given a rape kit. Law enforcement sources told the New York Post that the DNA found on Chambers matched the two officers, a fact confirmed by the team's attorney. Yeah. Mm. Both officers have been suspended, and that the IA Bureau is working with the district attorney in the ongoing investigation. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, wow. Wow. How is that even your retort? Like, what kind of piece of shit are you that when questioned about this, hey, she said it was cool.
What?
Like, what the fuck?
They probably told her, Like, under New York penal law, there can be no consensual sex between correction officers and prisoners in their charge, nor between a patient committed to a hospital and those charged with their supervision. Yet, there is no law for the police. Wow.
Yo, I'm telling you something, man. The police union is the strongest union ever.
Yeah.
Ever. You cannot fuck with police. I guess work unions would counter that and be like, hold on, bruh. Hold my beer. But goddamn police unions is something else. Wow. Hey, there's a report that you raped young Sasha. Hey, no, she was down for that. She was down for that, chief. What? That doesn't even make fucking sense.
Nope.
That's, man, these people are scumbags, bro. So now they're suspended. We're investigating. Meanwhile, Brooklyn. What's going on with her?
They've been identified as Brooklyn South narcotics detectives Richard All and Edward Martins.
Dick Hall?
Dick Hall.
I mean, you got the rape name, bro. You got the rape name.
Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie?
Are you down there with little Fast Eddie?
Oh,
man.
Yeah. They got rape names.
Eddie Martins.
Those are rapey names, bro. That's can't do that.
Dick Hall and Eddie Martins, yeah.
And your narcotics officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to suck our dick or we're going to send your boyfriend to jail forever. We know he's got that. We know he's out there with that weed.
This is why they got pulled over. So she and two male friends were driving near Brighton Beach. They were pulled over by the undercover detectives for being in the park after closing time. And their car was searched. The police found drugs in a bag next to Chambers. One friend was also found with pills on his person. The cops handcuffed only Chambers and drove her away in an unmarked van. The teen alleges that the police drove to. That's when they, yeah. So, yeah.
That shit is a mess, man. I just got done watching, little Facebook videos. And it was a routine traffic stop, apparently. For whatever fucking reason, I forget, because it comes in right when the officer has his... It's a produced TV show, so it comes in with the officers already talking to the chick. And he's like, okay, well, this other person's driving the car, and she doesn't have her license. Her license is suspended, and you're not driving. You're in the passenger seat. She's got a suspended license. We got to impound the car. And she immediately, please give me a break. He was like, why weren't you driving the car? I didn't feel good. Well, then why the fuck would I let you drive it now? Like, we got to impound it. Get your ass out.
That's so bullshit.
She studied, huh?
That's bullshit. That cop could have been like, if somebody in the car with a license, they'd be like, man, well, somebody with a license drive this motherfucker away.
Wait, so then that's where the rub happens, because he's like, the car smells like weed.
Oh.
So he pulls her out of the car, and what are you doing? So then he looks and immediately finds a bag of weed.
Damn.
But he's still like, it's still some more shit. Then he finds a goddamn a fucking one-hitter. Then he keep looking, he finds some other shit. Go to the back, he finds a scale. He finds, like, a big-ass duffel bag full of weed that's already bundled and ready to go.
Can I ask you a question? All right.
Yeah.
If you got that much weed in your car, why are you smoking weed in the car?
I don't think she's smoking it, but you can't hide the smell of that. But, I mean, it was a duffel bag full of shit. It's a duffel bag full of shit. No, yeah, he smelled it in the car. If you got some medical grade, bruh, hey.
That, I mean, but you can, it's ways you can combat the smell, but damn, man, you got to. Got to do better than that, man. Shit.
She got caught. And the person that was driving, the one that had a suspended license, was trying to be a rider. He's like, he found all my stuff in the car. I don't know why she's going to jail. Well, nice try, bruh. But all the shit was under her seat.
Mm.
So it's her car and the shit was under her.
If he's taking a charge, if he's saying that's his shit, they got to put that charge on him.
Well, you got a suspended license and weed. And but they found the purse, the scale, and the one hitter was in the passenger's purse.
Oh, okay.
So it all looks bad. You got weed on your person and weed under your person, and weed in the trunk of your car. Hey, bruh. I mean, sometimes, and you know, we used to watch this shit. We used to watch Cops all the time. I feel like an asshole now.
Hey, man. Sometimes Cops was funny, man.
It was funny sometimes, but I feel like an asshole because it's like, damn, we know what they're doing.
You watch that that live police show to be on sometime?
I haven't. I think this was actually from that police show.
Yeah, okay, snippet. That should be crazy, man.
I haven't seen it, so it's supposed to be legit as well.
Yeah, it's legit. Like, it's legit. Like, it's real shit. Like, ain't no, it be boring sometimes, and sometimes it should be flame.
Like, doesn't that make you question shit? If you've got an entire police department, I think it was in Ohio, that lost all the body cam footage, and we got police officers across the country who can't turn the body cam on in time, how the fuck do y'all have a TV show catching live shit? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you got a point then.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Like, it's all right. Punching holes. There he is again. Sorry. Right. The fucking hole puncher, man.
I'm just saying, man. These niggas are trying to play us, bro.
Man, punch holes to any theory. You bring a theory, it's all right to punch holes to. I don't give a fuck what it is. About Kane, it's all right. Brushing his teeth, he's like, I mean, it's like, I mean, why do you put it on a brush? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, it'll make more sense just to put the toothpaste in your mouth. Like,
I was talking to a dude today. I think I did that to him today, and I kind of hurt his feelings. I had to get some medical work done today. I'm getting my blood drawn, and I'm talking to the dude, and he's 39, and he's talking about how he wants to lose weight and shit, but his girlfriend is killing him. She cooks all his food, and he's eating it, and he's getting fat. And she's really bad for him. He wants her to break up. He wants her to leave. And I'm like, okay, well, how old is she? And 25. I said, nigga, you struggling? You 39 and you struggling with getting rid of a 25-year-old girl?
Turn the Wi-Fi off. She's gone.
Right. I said, just take her down to 6th Street. She'll find somebody else and leave you. She's 25. You're 40, bruh. This is not a hard math equation.
Like,
what the fuck is wrong? And I said it just like that. I said, just take it down to 6th Street.
Which is Little Detroit. It's like
6th Street fucked up, bro.
They are 6th Street is on every episode of the World Street Fight, of the World Star Fight Comp. Every week, every time they play one, 6th Street is on there. I said, my God, I feel bad for Saul Wright, man. Mm-hmm. If this is where he lives at, man, goddamn.
I usually hit that area maybe once or twice a year, and one of them is for the Fit Expo, and the other one is just because it's some other shit going on in the area.
Be careful.
I don't fuck with that.
Be careful. Don't go. And make sure it's daytime when you go. Do not.
Oh, yeah, you don't fuck with that. Nah, you don't fuck around with that area at night, bruh.
Jesus Christ. I mean, no, just be a whole bunch of people. I mean, it's always somebody getting knocked the fuck out fighting.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think all the transplants that they have bad intentions come down to Austin and they hit 6th Street. And they come up. There's still places in here, like I told you. There is a gas station right around the corner from me, and I don't live in the best area. Right around the corner from me, people routinely hop out of their car and go inside the gas station with that bitch running. Mm-hmm. With the window down. And like, do you think it's sweet? Niggas will take your shit.
Yeah.
This is a game you got on here that I've seen, you know, one of my homegirls played this apparently. This game, card game called Trading Races.
Yes.
It was on Kickstarter, but it's apparently legit now. It's an actual thing, right?
Yeah.
Have you played?
No.
Have you seen it played?
Yes.
What do you know about the game? Tell the people about the game.
I know you have a deck. Okay, let's say it's a deck of cards with black people and I guess white people. Just different celebrities, famous people.
Okay.
And everybody plays a card and argue who's the blackest. You know what I'm saying? So you might have an OJ card. Somebody might have a Justin Bieber card. Somebody might have an Iggy Azalea card. And somebody might have a Huey Newton card. And so you got to argue, like, who's the blackest. And if you win the debate, you get all the cards. So
you, like, I guess, so you take turns, you put down a card, and then once all the players have played their card, then y'all discuss
who's the blackest.
So I'm looking at a picture now. Somebody tweeted. Her name is Myla Jones, giving her credit. When you're dealt the worst hand in the history of blackness, her card is Tim Scott. I don't know that name. Clarence Thomas.
How does that white dude that be, you know him.
Tim Scott is a black dude.
He's black?
This guy in her hand is Tim Scott. That's why I said I don't know him. Clarence Thomas, Rachel Dolezal, and Martin Becker. Don't know who that is either. But if you get a hand that's got fucking Clarence Thomas and Rachel Dolezal, you 2 cards short. Uh-huh. This shit is a wrap.
Hey, but the blackest person on there is Rachel Dolezal.
That's the sad part. But she ain't black.
Clarence Thomas, he was a nigga. He from Savannah, Georgia. He, you know, same place Luke Cage from. And so he was a nigga.
He was treated, you know, like a nigga.
Yeah. So I guess he just was like, you know what, man? I don't know, man. I don't know what happened to Clarence, man.
He was like, it's better on the other side.
I'm going to say something about this game. I'm going to say it's a bougie black game.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you sit down and you having drinks and probably doing hookah and discussing who's blacker than some, yes, this is a bougie ass game. Absolutely. Yeah.
Bougie as fuck.
Capital
Would
B?
You play it, all right.
Would I play it? I don't know that. No.
No. Okay.
Nah, I probably wouldn't play this game.
Me neither. Because I'll say that. Because I'm just like, that's stupid. Who's blackest? What the fuck?
Yeah, like, so just arguing because it's not my thing, man.
Yeah.
Not really my thing.
That's some talent attempt shit right there.
Hey, no shade to anybody who's playing it. Play what you play, but this not for me.
Talent attempt shit. So I'm calling you.
Damn, you calling it. It's the same what it is. Yeah. I guess if we talk about bougie shit, we got to talk about some shit that ain't bougie. Gabrielle Union says, ladies, reciprocity is the key in 2017. Yeah. And if your man goes down to you and eats your butt, then you should be eating his butt. Wow.
Gabrielle Union's like 50 years old. So? You know, yeah, them old women be freaks like that. So I understand. But I don't like the rhetoric she's out there spewing.
What do you mean?
See how she was like, whenever you choose to have your sexual, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what age is appropriate, but whoa. Just make sure it's consent. You don't need to be telling 15-year-old girls they need to be out here giving head and shit like that. No. Mm. No, that's not. Mm-mm.
So are we still going with the trope that it's not okay for girls at 15, but it's okay for guys? Is that what we're still doing?
I'm not saying it's okay for a boy at 15 to have sex. I think you're still too young. I think you should, you know, nah, man, because you don't know what you're doing. You're not making an educated decision. You're making a decision off of fucking you know, your hormones raging and you out there having sex, no condom. Next thing you know, you're a daddy at 16. You know what I'm saying? And so you're not educated enough to have sex at 15. That's boy or girl. So I'm not one of those like, oh, my son can do it, but my daughter can't. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
So would the proper way to combat that be education?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
So, if you're educated enough at 15.
No, you're not. You're not. No.
So 15 sex.
Yeah, 15-year-old, nah. Unless your mom's a whore and your daddy's a pimp, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. If your mom and dad were porn stars, you might be educated. But regular 15-year-old has no clue. Women is 30 years old. Niggas 30 years old still don't know what to do. So why? Come on, sorry. Think of 15-year-old Sawright compared to Sawright today. Sawright 15, they had no clue. First time I had sex, nigga, I kept the condom on. I ain't know you're supposed to take it off. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was just like, I didn't know.
Okay, so to that, especially, did you have sex ed before then?
Seventh grade. So I was 12 years old going through sex ed.
Was you paying attention in sex ed or was you giggling?
I was giggling because I was like, yo, I mean, look, the craziest part about sex ed, man, this is what I remember the most. This dude named Kevin Bleep. He was talking about this girl named Candace Bleep, and he was just like, what's the average size breasts? And then he said, I have a question. What's the average size breasts for a 12-year-old? And then the teacher was like, well, you know, it varies. He was like, but look at Candace. Hers are just so big. That's a 12-year-old. And we, like, that tickled us so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still thinking about that to this day. It was just so funny. So that's why I said no, not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't have a problem with what she said because she's saying that she's not advocating for shit. That's not her place. She said that's not my place to tell anybody what age they should feel about sexual shit. So I give her props for that because it's a conversation that's being had, and she's like, "Hey, fuck out of here. That's not my place to tell you no shit like that." But what do you think about what she actually said?
Oh, I mean, like I said, she a 50-year-old woman, man. I mean, yo, husband makes, like, you know, he's a breadwinner.
She didn't say him. She didn't say Dwayne.
She probably, no, that's not the first ass she done ate, though, is what I'm saying. I mean, that she's a serial ass eater.
So, wait, now we're saying that Dwayne got his ass ate?
Of course. Look at Dwayne Wade. That nigga got it. He gets his ass ate, bruh.
Come on, man. Why you doing that Dwayne like that, bruh?
Man, wear fitting pants with no socks. Ankles out. He sit with his leg crossed with the... Come on, man. Dwayne Wade.
That's the ass eating outfit?
Yes. Damn. He's the ass eating mascot.
God damn. So niggas out here in these streets.
If you lined up 10 men and say, yo, which one of these men like the ass ate out? Dwayne Wade was in the line, you appoint to that nigga.
Is Dwayne Wade winning or losing?
I guess he's winning. I mean, not losing. I mean, you know, it's a fad to eat ass now. I mean, all the young kids talk about it. Like, you know, used to get shunned for it. Now these niggas be like, yo, I do that shit. Like, I just don't understand why niggas is like, you know, it's crazy. So, I mean, he's winning in the ass of the ass eaters. If you're going to drink champs, Nori going to ask you, do you eat ass? Like, he asks every fucking guest, do you eat ass? And he said, just like that.
That's different. That's different. I do feel like when I saw the interview, I was like, damn, she just kind of put Dwayne out there.
Hey, man, like, Dwayne don't care.
I guess not. But right after she said that, Dwayne asked to go to the bench. I'm just saying, she broke his spirit a little bit. He went from starter to being, yeah, I just asked the coach if I could come off and be with the second team. Like, damn, man, she done broke him down to the brake pads. It's over for Dwayne, man.
I mean, hey, man, Dwayne, man, he an old nigga. I know they clowning him in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? And then Dwayne Wade, old pink lip ass nigga. So, you know, he probably eat ass anyway.
But, can you clown him? Gabby is still his wife. Can you clown him? If Gabby is your wife, are you being clowned?
I mean, are we saying that, like, she's, like, top five, top ten?
I'm not saying she's top five or top ten. I'm saying that she's dope as shit. She's finer than most of them niggas' wives, right? That's a safe assumption?
She'll have been a LeBron wife.
Let me look at LeBron wife. I don't know. Her name's Shawnee, right? I don't know what she looks
name
like.
Name is Savannah.
See? I don't know. Let me see what LeBron wife look like. Savannah Breeson? Brisson?
Savannah James, I guess.
She look older than Gabby. At least in this picture I'm looking at. Savannah Brinson.
Is that LeBron's wife? I don't know her last name. I thought her name was Savannah James.
Nah, it says Savannah Brinson is all the ones that shows up. Okay, this is a really good picture. Yeah, she's pretty. She got a little Mary J. Blige vibe or some shit to her.
She look normal. She don't look manufactured, no nose jobs like Gabrielle Union and stuff.
Well, so Gabby looks manufactured?
I mean, she done had some work done. I mean, you know.
She's an actress in Hollywood. Ain't that par for the course?
She's a CD level actress in Hollywood.
Whoa. Okay. I guess.
I mean, her only gigs are in Steve Harvey movies. They don't be. Let's be real. Every movie she's been in, like Steve Harvey, and you know.
I think you're being a little harsh.
I'm being truthful. Sorry, I've never said nothing as a lie. Like,
I think this is a little harsh.
Come on, man. Right. She was 30 years old doing Bring It On. She was playing a high schooler. Come on, man.
That sounds like genetics. That sounds like a win.
But that was
like
20 years ago.
Lorenz Tate has been playing a 14-year-old for 30 years.
That's because he's short.
They're all short.
And Lorenz Tate played Old Dog. Classic.
Old Dog was also 16 and 17. And Lorenz Tate was 20-something then.
You're right.
And he was 20-something then. Like, he's always played a young nigga. It's genetics.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm Dwayne. I'm worried about anybody clowning. My wife is Gabrielle Union. I'm good. But that ass-eating part, you can't escape that one. There's no way we're showing up for practice and we ain't cracking a joke about you getting your ass ate, bro.
Exactly, man.
You can't come out the locker room without all of us with our feet in the air. Like, hey.
How was your night last night? Deez and Mero, they showed a snap of Dwayne Wade talking. There's a look at Gabby's face looking all greasy. She just got out of
there. Like she just got done?
Yeah, it was like her face just shining.
Damn, bro. Hey, man, like I said, right after that, Dwayne was like, let me go ahead, come off the bench, coach. God damn. Yeah. This one was tweeted to us, was texted to us by the boss. I have no idea about any of this shit, so I'm going to have you to take the lead on this one. Lil B gets jumped by A Boogie and PNB Rock at the music festival for saying they sound like Dej Loaf. It's supposed to be Dej Loaf. You got Def Loaf.
Hey, no, yeah, not Def Loaf. Sorry. You know, autocorrect is a motherfucker. But, Lil B, you know, he had made a tweet like a couple weeks back. Said that something, he the realest artist in New York and all of them sound like Dej Loaf and Future. So he didn't say no names. But I guess, you know, A Boogie took offense to it. And, you know, when they was at the Rolling Loud Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And so they basically, them and they fucking crew, like, jumped the shit out. Lil B had, like, a suit on and shit. They jumped this man. This man got up. Like, he still looked clean. Like, he looked like he got jumped by 12 niggas. You know what I'm saying? He was up there. I still love them. They just jumped me and everything. But it's all love. I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not a violent person. You know what I'm saying? You know how Lil B is. Like, it's Lil B, man. What the fuck? You don't even say nothing when he say nothing. You know, this dude really think he curse niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said he'll take the curse off. Like, come on, man. Stop.
So you think it's a win or a loss?
It's a L for A Boogie and them because y'all jumped somebody and he didn't look like he got jumped by 12 niggas. So I don't want to hear no tough talking on your album because I seen what you and your crew did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen the work y'all put in. That ain't shit. I take that because I'm going to get paid. I'm going to sue the fuck out y'all at. And then, like they said, you gonna fuck around and lose revenue behind this. Niggas ain't gonna wanna book you for shows cause they think, you know what I'm saying, you causing promoters money. Cause you know what I'm saying, Lil B, like I said, he took the stage, so I guess, you know, he filled his contractual obligation. But if he wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, somebody would have been on the hook for that.
Yeah, I don't think first my first problem with this, and probably my only problem, is 12 niggas jump one dude.
12.
What part of the game is that?
Then Lil B. The nigga name is Lil B. Like, so it ain't like you jumping fucking Terry Crews.
But why are 12 niggas jumping any one dude? Like, ain't that a violation?
Nah, I mean, you know, when it come down to putting the stomp down, but you gotta, if it's all right.
Three ain't enough. It take 12 niggas?
Hey, if we go jump a nigga, we better fuck him up. That's all I'm saying. He better not be up there. Like I said, you better not get up there and go on stage and talk to niggas after 12 niggas jump on your ass. You need to be going to the fucking ambulance.
I don't disagree with that. What I disagree with is why are 12 dudes jumping one dude? Hey, man, what part of the game is that shit?
If you are a fucking weed carrier for a celebrity, you better be, all y'all better be in there. Y'all, you know, that's what you there for.
Man, the boss nigga should have just handled this shit. Whichever one of these niggas claim to be the boss, he should have handled this. Why are 11 other niggas jumping in? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what part of the code that is. And it's not like y'all was squaring up. It wasn't like, this nigga said y'all sound like a female. And then y'all decided, yeah, we gotta all stomp his ass. There's only two niggas was rapping.
Yep.
But the other nine niggas felt some kind of way about it.
Mm.
Whatever. That's just ridiculous for me. What's your keeping 100 this week?
Did I have a keeping 100? Let me see. Did I write it down?
We might have blew through your keeping 100 when I look at the list.
What the fuck happened?
You put down Coach Germ update.
Oh yeah. That was my keeping 100.
That was your keeping 100. Can I sub in for your keeping 100?
Go ahead, man.
All you new black people who like to hug Nazis, y'all niggas are fucking up. It just stop it. I'm so tired of these turn the other cheek ass niggas. Did you see that story?
Oh yeah, I saw that. The dude walking down the street, he got punched, the Nazi nigga, and then the nigga hugged him and like they protected him so he wouldn't get mobbed. Nigga, you think they'd do that for you?
Well, we know they wouldn't, right? But okay, what part of the game is, why do you hate me, bro? I love you. What? Fuck that nigga, bruh.
Amen.
He showed up specifically with the uniform to hang your ass. and then, you know, the conversation after that is always, we got to listen to each other. We got to work together. This is not shit we set up. I don't know how many times I have to say this shit. I say it every show. White supremacy is not shit that takes our participation.
Exactly.
It's not dependent on what the fuck we do. So every time you hug a Nazi, every time you befriend a KKK dude or some shit like that, it doesn't mean that you're helping the movement. He gonna call you a nigga as soon as you leave, and he'll probably be the one that kill you.
He was a pretty cool nigga.
Exactly. And I mean, and this is how it's gonna go. When he leaves that situation, we saw you hugging a nigga. Hey, he's a good one. He's one of the good ones. When we go out and we burn crosses, we'll just skip his house.
Yeah.
But everybody else, his neighbor's going to get fucked up. We'll skip his household. Y'all niggas is losing. That's my keeping 100. Y'all full of shit. Who's your winners and losers this week?
My winner this week, man, are Eagles and Rams fans.
Oh, is that football?
That's football because Eagles are 6-1. be the best fucking team. And the fucking Rams are 5-2. Wow. Pretty damn good team. And they got fucking good as fuck. So the curse is gone, Rams. You're going to be back in the playoffs. Because all right, jumped off the ship. He'll be, you know what I'm saying? And Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
Your connection turned to shit for some reason, sir.
Oh, and I said Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
Got you. I can hear you. It still sounds like shit, but we're almost done, so it's okay. The Rams have also, I just like to point out, the Rams have been 5-2 before, and I believe they finished that season with 7 wins. So I'm just saying, it's happened.
They don't have Jeff.
That's a goddamn good point.
Got new blood out there, man. It's new blood. They're the highest scoring team in the league. They're the greatest show on turf again.
Okay, let's slow down a little bit. It'd be easy with that one. I don't have any winners this week. Who you got for losers?
My losers is that a family in Florida that received like 65 pounds of weed through an Amazon order by accident. The first thing they did was to call the police.
What were they supposed to do?
What were they supposed to do?
Yeah, they got 6,500 pounds of weed.
No, 60. This was, I got two weed stories, all right. This first one is they received it in the mail by accident, and they called the police and, you know, gave it up. My second loser is the people in New York, because 6,600 pounds of weed was seized, so it's about to get dry up there, fellas. That's a lot of weed.
Okay, so that's a lot of weed to get confiscated. Is New York, is that shit legal? Is it recreational in New York?
No, New York still smoke garbage weed. All they smoke is sour diesel in New York. They don't get that good shit.
And then the Florida people, just Amazon just delivered some weed.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do with that?
I mean, what you mean, sorry? Have a party. Have a crack party like Tyrone, nigga. You let that package sit for about 3-4 days, and if nobody come knocking, then hey, party going on.
I'm good, bro. I don't need them problems. I'm good. Nope. Like, you ain't gonna show up here. Here's your delivery of high grade. Nah. Mm-mm.
Nope. Like, this is not the ceramic pot I ordered.
But nah, I would say this ain't mine, nigga. Can you call it what you want? Hey, come get this shit. I can smell it through the bag. I did not order this shit. It didn't even have my name on it. Did it have their name on it?
Yeah. They already got mixed up with somebody else's.
Hold on. So you mean to tell me the same nigga that's selling shoes on Amazon is selling weed?
Yes, sir. It's all right, man. Come on, man. Hey, the dark web exists.
Hey, I just got cursed out by a nigga for not shipping me some shoes that I won in the eBay auction. So I don't know what's going on out in these streets. I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
How do auctions work? I mean,
huh?
How do those eBay auctions work?
Nigga, you put something up. You can either set a reserve, you can set a buy it now price, or you can just set bid and whatever it is when the auction ends. That's what the win is. That's how he set it, with no reserve. So it was a pair of Jordan 6s. Motherfucker, I put my max at $60. I was like, that's all I'm paying for these goddamn shoes. I won the auction at $51, and the nigga canceled the order. So I said, what? Hey, I said, you know, I'm trying to pay for this, but it says it was canceled. Did you cancel it? Yeah, I'm not accepting that lowball offer. Nigga, that's what it ended at. Like, that, my offer was $61 or $60-something dollars, but it ended at $51. That's the end. Well, you know, we could talk about it if you want to pay a higher price. No. What? I set my high price, nigga. What the fuck you mean? So, of course, I had to wait. This nigga was dead ass. I got bills to pay. I got costs to cover. I don't have to sell you my shoes. Nigga, that's how it works. You said I will sell you the shoes. I was like, so what the fuck? So, you had to wait. After I waited, of course, I ended up leaving that nigga negative feedback. Because, fuck, people out here, we getting robbed. We getting robbed in this shoe game, bruh. I ordered a pair of shoes. I'm going to talk about another show. I ordered a pair of shoes, and the motherfucker said brand new in box. I got the box. The box was ripped. I'm missing all my shit. It's got grease stains and dirt on them. I said, what the fuck? What part of the game is brand new to this dirty-ass shoe? Well, I mean, you know, we say no refunds, so. I said, okay, cool. PayPal? Holler at this nigga. Next email I got, okay, we'll accept the return. I know you will. Because you didn't sell the shit you said you were selling. Like, you're not doing me a favor.
Yeah, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Nigga, that's your fault. Just like this nigga on eBay. I don't have to sell you my shoes. They're my shoes, right? You didn't pay for them. I couldn't pay for them, bitch. Like, you ended the auction early. So fuck out of here. I'm not, I don't know what part of the game this is where we accidentally sent you some weed. I don't get that shit. Germ, if you get some weed in the mail, call the authorities. You already got them niggas around you looking at trying to get you out with the housing authority and shit, the homeowners association.
You said housing authority. God damn. Like, I'm on Section 8 and shit. God damn. I appreciate that, sorry, Ray. I appreciate that, man. My hood points just, my hood XP just went back up. Niggas know the niggas housing authority. Hell yeah. All
right, I'm trying to keep you out, nigga.
What you talking about?
I'm trying to keep you out of jail, bro. That's all I'm saying, man. Just go ahead and call the cops, man. Throw that shit away, bro. Leave it on somebody else's porch.
Yeah, all right.
God damn, man. You want to give our shout outs so we can get up out of here?
Man, shout out to the staff, man. BZ, GQ Blue, Short T, Salt Right. Shout out to all the fucking niggas that fuck with us. Ruler myself. Oh, shout out to Queen Jern. She's sitting right here. She said a little thing. Ruler myself, Dr. Brazer, everybody with the Dr. Brazer Network, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, one of my favorite tweeters. And she just say the wildest shit. Like, that's what got the whole Gabrielle Union thing for me, reading that shit. She said, how you eat a man ass and he still cheat on you? She said, niggas is trash.
That's a conversation we had last week, right? Niggas is gonna do what niggas gotta do. Yeah. You eating ass like shit.
Eating a man. Yeah, you're right, man. That's new rule, man. She eat your ass. You can't cheat on her, bro.
You gotta draw the line at some point.
You gotta draw the line.
Man. She eat your ass. Like, you should feel bad if you fuck another broad. You're like, damn, I'm gonna come home and she gonna eat my ass. You should feel some kind of way. You gotta get a conviction in your soul. If a girl is eating your ass and you still go out and fuck another broad. God damn. I think I would leave. I think that if the wife decided to eat the ass, she slide down there, I'm like, oh, this relationship is over. This shit is over, bro. That's not, I just signed up for that one. This shit is over. You apparently have no rules or no morals about yourself. This shit is over. I can't fuck with you. Nope. This shit is over, bro. I'm just saying, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Shout out to MJ Money 9S, man. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, RT3, Peabody, man. Anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, or no way at all.
Hey, and shout out to niggas who accidentally eat ass. It was a story that was passed along in the staff where that nigga said he accidentally ate ass, and I still remember crying.
And that shit was, and then it was like random ass. Like, it was just like,
nigga, that shit was so.
Not no relationship. No. It just, he was like, I don't know why. I just started eating the ass.
I
was like,
nigga, I laughed so fucking hard when I said, wait a minute, wait. What? And then it just fucking happened. I was just eating ass.
This the part you put on YouTube, this whole, from the man loves.
The man loves. Number one, if she eats your ass, you can't cheat. You either got to leave or you committed. Number two, ain't no accidental ass eating. You do that shit on purpose.
Nah, fuck that. You know what it is.
What she say?
It's all close together. Nah, nigga.
You slide it.
Nah, man. Nah, you got my half an inch, of space to work with to know that you going down that path. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to ass. Like, the music changes. You start going towards the ass. The temperature changes. I mean, the music changes. It's different.
Yeah. That shit is intense. Charles music. Yeah. Nigga, you hit Jason. You hit all that shit, nigga. Get that Michael Myers music. You hear all that shit.
Like, nigga, why is it getting so cold? It's cold here. It's normal here, but it's cold here. Nah, bruh. That's the end of it, goddammit. This has been another episode of Forecast from NappyAfro.com. Episode 276 is in the books. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton. Sitting in with King Jern, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. And Queen Jern sitting in on the end, the Queen of Standards. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
All right, good shit. NappyAfro.com